Your Story Audio Training, Part 2. Now that you have a memory in mind, take some time to consider these questions and write out your answers. I encourage you to continue writing on paper, but if you prefer, I've linked a form below to where you can read and fill in these questions online. Pause between each question to allow yourself time to fully answer. Question 1. What was the memory? What was the pinnacle moment? And what happened before and after? Question 2. Where were you? Why were you there? What are the things that you could see, feel, touch, smell, taste, and hear? Question 3. If you spun a 360, what would you see? Why does that stand out to you? What colors are they? Question 4. Who were you with? What impact did they have on you feeling the way that you did? Question 5. Describe the feelings you had during that memory that contributed to you feeling most like yourself. Write as many feelings as you can think of, and then circle 3 to 5 of the strongest ones. Question 6. If you could transport this memory to any place in the world to make it even a little better, would you? If so, where? Question 7. If you could invite your 10-year-old self to this memory, what would you tell her is going to happen? Question 8. What would this invitation look like physically? It could be a written invitation, it could be a voice memo, it could be mailed, it can be anything you want it to be. Tell me what some of the physical attributes of the invitation look like and anything else you think it would have. You have now completed your story. Congratulations. If needed, take a few minutes to process everything you've just completed. I think I took a nap after I did this myself. Please complete the form attached with your notes if you haven't already, and schedule a time for our strategy meeting. I'll see you soon.